Adnam.
Adnam, this is Susanna.
Hi. My apologies. And thank you, Hargobin, for calling me. I was working on a thorny issue here and got distracted. Welcome, everybody. Who's here?
Gudaprem.
Gudaprem, hi. Who else?
Hi. This is Satdeva. Hi.
Hi, Satdeva.
This is Suzanne.
Where are you from?
Hi.
Who?
I'm up in Taos, Satdeva.
Oh, good. I'm glad to talk to you.
Yes.
And who else is here?
Sadna
and
Satnam
and Suzanne and
Onkar.
Onkar and
Ranjit.
Hi. And who?
Sadanam.
Sadanam. Cool. And who?
Rahman. Kehar.
Rahmane and Kehar. Welcome. And who?
Jaideep Kaur? Yes.
Welcome, dear. And who else?
Tomas.
Who?
Tomas.
Oh, Tomas. Hi, Tomas.
Hi.
And who else? Okay, we're all together again. God bless you all. I feel like Tiny Tim. And God bless you all. Okay. Okay, so welcome. Yes, Baba Zuti Dund, of course, is here. Oh, he's telling me to relax. Okay, I'm relaxing a minute. Okay, long deep breathing. Eyes closed at the third eye point. Gonna rub your palms together, bring up a little heat. Little energy. Come together at the heart center, at the mind nerve. And inhale to begin. And now we're going to begin heart breath. That is long, deep breath, breathing through your nose and from your belly. And then on the exhale, feel as though the air is coming out of your heart center. Feel it open, feel it clarify. And now? Now again, please send it, and this beautiful heart breath, this healing breath, send it to everybody on the call, everybody on the recording. And this time we're also going to send it out to everyone who is in any way working to elevate the light essence here on the earth as one group. No matter what their belief system is, no matter what ours is, just one beautiful cadre of people with the light. Now, expand your breath to anyone, anywhere who could use his beautiful breath, this beautiful energy, and send it to those people, those very earnest people in Egypt as well. Feel the joining? Good. And in total gratitude, just inhale and exhale. Long deep breath. Good. Okay. Baba Siddhi Chan says, open your heart. We're on a journey. And when he says open your heart, you know how a jet engine works? You know how it sucks air in one side and it pushes air out the other side to give you, to propel you? He says, that's what your heart is. He says, your heart is a jet engine. He says, don't forget it. He says, that's the reason it is so difficult when your heart gets stagnant. He says, especially in this day and age, he says, your heart getting stagnant offers you all kinds of all kinds of opportunity to drop out the bottom of the bucket, he says. He says, but it's really easy to get caught in that because, he says, it's like the top of the bucket gets stirred so often, if you retreat to the bottom of the bucket, you're going to fall out the bottom. He says, that's just the way it is. He says, so now, he says, people, he says, if we act in our old ways, in other words, the ways that we, ways in which we expect things to happen, he says, you're going to drop to the bottom of the bucket. He says, nothing's going to happen like you expect. Nothing. He says, so why not give it up? He says, the beauty and the gold is rising to the top. He says, why not you? He says, oh, so many of you are, and he loves that. He loves it. He's with you. He says, the only thing is that bit by bit, none of us are totally cleared out to understand that we can no longer depend on anything that we have depended upon in the past. He says, to let you know, maybe you've seen it in the news, that here in Española and further north in Taos, the people in Texas decided they hadn't put aside enough gas for somebody. So he chose this area of the state to say, whoops, you have no more gas. He said it was a shortage, and people's gas and their heat has been off for a number of days at a very cold time of the year. He says, this is just a little tip of the iceberg. He says, of course, we've all depended on our thermostats. He says, but, he says, the time is coming when you cannot depend on anything. that you have depended on, the only thing that you can depend upon in that time is your own soul, listening to Baba Siddhi Chand, listening to Guru Ram Dass, Yogi Bhajan, Jesus. He says, listening to that force that moves within you, that is the only thing that you'll be able to depend upon. He says, you are finding that out now. He says, so why not keep up? He says, you do not carry the responsibility for the future. He says, the future carries the responsibility for you. He says, say that again. Okay. He says, you do not carry the responsibility for the future. He says, the future carries the responsibility for you. And he says, what that means is, he says, the plan. He says, the plan is, quote, the plan is always in movement. He says, but you are always included, externally and internally, in what he's calling the plan. He says, there is no dropping out unless you drop yourself out. In other words, if you get flummoxed by not having things work out the way you think, if you get worried, if you get stymied, if you go into emotional turmoil and trauma, he says, you drop yourself out the bottom of the bucket. Right? He says, if you rise to the top, if you understand that all is taken care of, no matter what is happening, he says, all you have to do is to tune into it. In other words, for instance, tuning in your headset into your computer so that you can listen to what's going on. He said, that's a figurative sort of thing. What he's talking about is tuning in with your intuition, plugging into with your intuition to your source, to your force. He said, that's what this girl's course on soul listening is about. He says, as you tune in to your soul, as you tune in to me, as you tune into the great and ribald spiritual giants of the age, he says he thought that would be a funny thing to say. Okay, so as we tune into them in this very great force that is moving through us, that is how we rise to the top into the golden light. He says, if you find yourself dropping down, he says, immediately turn yourself around. He says, look up, not down. He says, know that all is part of the plan. It's just up to you to decide what layer you choose. He says, if you choose to be a victim, you will fall down. If you choose to be a teacher, a light worker, if you choose to move with a plan, get on the tracks, he says, like on a roller coaster track. You know, when the roller coaster just begins, you know, you feel that little lurch. He says, get on that. He says, we will have a wild ride. He says, but the safety bar is down, okay, and you are taken care of, all right? He says, don't worry about the fact that it might be wild. He says, have a good time, hold on tight, scream, go with it, and stay totally tuned in. That means that your safety bar is working, okay? And he says, being on track, he says, your track is determined for you. Your track is determined for you. He says, there's no way our earthly minds could ever perceive or conceive of how to hook in on so many different levels. He says it is beyond our wildest to be able to do that. He says that's the reason why we are taking over. And we are taking over, he says, from your highest dimension. Understand that who you are, your soul, your God self, is totally in tune. He says, but it is your mind, your everyday self, your expectations, your worries, you're depending on knowing the outcome before engaging. He says your need to know the outcome before you engage will trip you up mightily. He says being in the present. He says this is what is called being in the present. He says, yes, I know you've heard this from ancient times. Be in the present. And it's getting old. And what the heck? But he said, this is what it means to be in the present. He says, being in the present gives you the freedom, the light-footedness, the awareness, the presence, being present without loaded baggage to or expectations to weigh you down. It means that you are, he says, as a martial artist, as a dancer, as a totally free spirit, you are open to every circumstance at every second, even if those circumstances change at every millisecond. He says, your mind, your nervous system, cannot cope with that kind of change. If you rely on your normal cultural ways of going about life, going about your living, they cannot cope. And he says, that is the reason why people's nervous systems will get fried. That is the reason people will go crazy. There is no way that they or anybody could live from this level, live in this frequency, but trying to do it at a less, he's saying less predominant, less, the lower level being predominant. He says you cannot do that. It's obvious. It's like oil and water. He says, rise up. Rise up, you know oil floats. Rise up. Be free. Be free, be present, and be aware, and being totally tuned in at every millisecond, and moving with that, in beauty, in greatness, in joy. That is how we move through. And he says, you know what else? It is holding each other's hands. It is being close to one another. It is not locking anybody out. He says, you are... He says, there's no way that any individual can go through this. Mm-mm. He says, you are a totally dynamic interchange of energies. You begin to understand that you and your community, or whoever is with you, he says, with you on whatever level, whether it's on the spirit level, on the human level, in proximity, or communicating on some other level, you know, whether electronic level or, he says, even sending letters to each other, oh my goodness, or being with others in the same frequency, he says, which extends all over the earth, don't forget. He says, you have to understand that all of humanity becomes one dynamic organism. He says, repeat that. He says, all of humanity becomes one dynamic organism. There is no longer any one person as an island, as a standalone. He says, imagine if your liver thought that it could live by itself. Okay. And then your heart was over someplace else. He says, that's the way it's been in humanity. He says, now you are the liver, somebody else is the heart, and so on. You understand that you are one living organism. And anybody who, for their own reasons, elects to not participate as this dynamic organism, he says, that's when they choose to fall to the bottom of the bucket. And they say, but oh, I didn't do that. I was a victim of that. Oh, I didn't understand what was going on. He says, you are teachers. Everyone who listens to this call is a teacher of the light. That means that you have the privilege of uplifting each other. You have the privilege of helping them, anyone, understand how to live in the present. He says, all of you on this call, in some degree, know how to be present within that force, within that dynamic force, that intuition that leads you. He says, all of you know how to do that, and he wants you to practice that every second. He says, we no longer have time to let go. We have no longer... we don't have any more time to say, oh, I'll get to that later. You know how we do. He says, there's no more time. He says, the training is now. It is time for us all to open up to our own training, to become aware, to be open, to be nourishers, to be projectors of this incredible and kind energy. And to be the one who, he says, you know, when you play that game where everybody closes their eyes, he says, like the blind block at Ram Dass Puri at summer solstice, he says, it is like a blind walk. And the teacher is the only one who happens to have their eyes open, who is the one who leads this chain of people who are holding hands. He says the goal is to help everyone to have open eyes. That is the goal. But at this point, at the beginning point, the teachers, the leaders, help everyone, understanding that we are all involved in a chain of consciousness. We are all involved in a chain of consciousness. He says, and all of you teachers, leaders, light workers, you better hold hands with each other too, because you can't do it alone. No way, he says. That heart breath, that heart energy, as I said before, is like a jet engine. It will propel you. He says, you need the interchange of nourishment from the heart with each other. You cannot go into this unprepared and unknown. You cannot, again, as a teacher, leader, you may not feel separate. He says, as long as you feel separate or above or whatever, or different from any other teacher, any other person who needs your joy, who needs your experience, who needs your blessing, if you feel separate in any way, feeling high or low, or I can do this myself, or he says, you're going to trip off the edge. He says, you're going to trip. You can't do it. He says, the connection is paramount. The connection, horizontal connection among humanity is paramount. The vertical connection, vertical, straight up, we might call it, that's just an analogy, to our essence, to our soul, to the great beings who guide us, and continually straight down, sending the energy straight down into Mother Earth, into the consciousness of Mother Earth, who grounds us, who gives us that security, that understanding of who we are. And basically, as you're grounded, you create a circuit that gives you utter strength, utter rootedness. He says, this is your, he calls it your triad. In other words, your up and down axis and your horizontal axis. And he said, they meet at the heart. They meet at the heart. Please be open to that. Please be in that knowledge, in that love, in that great sanctuary of kindness and sacredness. And he says, dance, sing, be alive, and hold each other's hearts. He says he doesn't care whether you've had snits with other people. He doesn't care. He says, go deeper. Go to their heart. He doesn't care if they've come after you with knives and swords. He says, go to their heart with your heart. Okay? He says, there's no in-between. There is no in-between. He says, either choose to be on the roller coaster track or fall out the bottom of the bucket. Breathe, please. Long, deep breath. He says, I've talked very hard to you today so that you would understand. Breathe. Now, I would like you to be in great solidity. He doesn't, when he says solidity, he doesn't mean non-moving. He means in total integrity, total balance, total presence. Feel the force that moves through you. Feel the force that moves through you. Understand who you are. Understand the blessing of who you are. And understand that at this time, you have come here to give your life, your worth, your sweet knowledge, your appreciation, your joy to this changeover. He says, yes, you are the pioneers. Breathe. Feel how your presence becomes the new road through the wilderness. He says, as you know, he says, pioneers follow animal tracks, and the animal tracks widen, and they become roads so that others can follow. Ways are made through the wilderness. He says, this is what you are doing. In a very real way. He says, not only as examples, not only as verbally teaching or showing, he says, but your energy becomes the very essence of the road. The light trail. Open highways of light. And as we join, we create the most magnificent of superhighways. In the light. This is the switch. The switch over. Breathe. Understand the precious road that you have chosen. The blessing of that precious road. You have been waiting lifetimes for this. You have been preparing for lifetimes. Allow yourself to accept it now. Allow yourself to feel the coziness of it, the anticipation and the groundedness in this. Breathe. He says, and feel the points of change as notes making up an incredible rhythm, an incredible tune. He says, just imagine if you could only hear one note went on and on. He says, that's the old way. Now you will be living, dancing on incredibly beautiful, complex, textured notes that create music of the angelic realm to which you will dance with lightness and joy. It means giving up worry, that very tightly held human phenomenon. It means discarding, giving up, sacrificing worry. To dance in levity and brightness on the notes of the change. Fun, joy, beauty in serving one another, becoming this gorgeous, dynamic organism. You have chosen your destiny to be that, to participate in that. That is your God being. Rising, your charity kava, your rising spirit. That's it. Know who you are. Know the blessing of who you are. Feel it on your breath. You can feel the scent of this change coming towards you. This is February. February 9th of 2011. Feel the adventure. Feel the adventure coming closer. Just as you can hear or feel the rumble of the hoofbeats from far away coming towards you. And begin to dance and jump in love and with anticipation. Join in. Feel the blessing. And inhale. And exhale. Knowing who you are, knowing this beautiful dance. Now, he's suggesting that very soon, right as soon as you get off this call, he says, please write out your own call that you are receiving at this moment. Your knowledge of who you are, what your presence is, how you will dance, with the notes of change. Just feel it. Feel the presence and write from that presence. That's W-R-I-T-E. Write from that presence. Begin experiencing that now. Good. And as you are experiencing it, who can share? Who can share what's coming up for them now? Hello?
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, I think I can share.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, I'd like to be reinforced if I got it right. But I think I has to do with practicality and resourcefulness, juxtaposed to an ability to be lighthearted.
Yes.
And I think I have that type of ability.
Oh, wonderful.
I would
wonderful.
Use it in this situation, yeah.
Do you feel that you have it? Does your mind
I feel it, but it's also very common for me.
Good.
If I was push come to shove, I would pretty much naturally be able to be very resourceful and still be able to laugh at the oddity of things or the wickedness of things. I can see the funniness and stuff.
Oh, wonderful. He says, yes, humor is so important. That's where the joy comes from.
Yeah.
And as far as your resourcefulness comes in, are you able to go to resources or resourceful situations that you have no clue that the outcome will work out? In other words, being guided by your soul and not being given the whole plan all at once, but just go there, do that, whatever soul says. And you go, what, now? Are you kidding? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess I will listen up to that, and I will be aware of following that.
Yeah, that's important. Good work, dear. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else can share?
This is Onkar. I can share.
Yes, please.
All I can say is Wahe Guru. I mean, this whole session is like my heart and like everything is like vibrating. I mean, I just want to say thank you to you and Baba City Chan because, I mean, this is such a gift this morning. My presence is light, is great, is love. And then I got white and gold light.
How wonderful. How delightful.
Yeah,
dear, we got a shower. We got a gold shower this morning, didn't we?
We did. I mean, it feels just like a great pat on the back, you know, for what we're already doing, and just kind of like an upliftment, you know, confirmation of, yes, you're doing it, keep going. You know, that's what I felt for the whole entire thing. And then when he said dance, I was already moving my arms like in celestial communication, because it's just, I mean, the energy that was coming in, you know, with everyone on the call is just so amazing. So thank you.
Good. Oh, good. He's giving you a hug. He's giving everybody a hug. He never leaves anybody out. Good. Thank you. Okay. Now, who else can we hear from?
This is Hari Das.
Yes, Hari Das.
Again, Wahe Guru. What came to me was a grounded spirit that withstands wind, and that was clarified as a grounded spirit that stands with the wind.
Ooh, good.
So,
go on.
So I'm just sort of sitting here, tingling.
He says, yes, we like to do that, don't we?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there were instructions about where that standing and where those winds may be.
Oh, like what?
Like offering healing on the reservations where I work and near where I live.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so it'll be so important to listen to him how to go about that. Right?
Yes.
Good. Okay, and offer that as a, how can I say, in groups, as a dynamic organism, so that everybody can participate in giving and receiving healing at the same time.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, thank you so much, dear. Okay. And who else? We have time for one more.
I have something I can say.
Oh, do we have two people? Okay, we have Guru Prem and who else?
Guru Ravi.
Okay, good. I'm going to take Guru Prem first and then Guru Ravi, okay?
Okay, one short. When he was telling us to see all of us as one light, a memory came back to me that I've had this sense of it for many years. Which is, we are all light shining as one, and that one light is guiding us on.
You got it, dear. You got it. And I just have to share shortly, you know, I teach these classes about listening to your soul, and you know what's so funny? That it's gotten to a point where you can recognize what soul has to say, because is so similar from one person to the next. I mean, it gives different directions to each person, but then I began to wonder, are we all from the same soul? I think so. I think that's what the ancients have been telling us. And so you're talking about from the one light, it's the same thing. Light is that intelligence. Okay, thank you, dear.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Guru Ravi.
Yes, hi. This is, it felt like the new prosperity, that it was more guidance into that of not knowing the outcome, of not having to see your bank account, not, you know, feeling like you have enough to do something, or not solely on a monetary level through healing, through extending yourself through that healing, that we just do it. And when we agree to do it, it's like the grace and the blessing comes in, and we're given from all different sources whatever we need, but we're not sure about that at the beginning, if we really have it and if we should really go forward with it. And when we tune in and listen to soul, then everything comes flowing through.
Yes. You are so right. I love that's what you're saying, the new prosperity. That is fabulous. That sums it up. but no longer hanging on to, again, our old ways of thinking, which is that our bank accounts and so on, which have been so important in this Piscean age.
And that's sacrifice your worry, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's it. So, are we ready to hold hands and jump off the cliff here into the one light?
Wahigadoo.
Amen.
All right, Wahigadoo, that's it.
Wahigadoo.
Okay, now you got your homework assignment, right? After we get off this call, please just write out what is coming to you, how you personally are aligned, how you will be expressing this beautiful light in this dance and joy, and this coziness. It comes with a great elevated coziness. Well, God bless you all. What a pleasure to be with everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you for providing the space for us to come together.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Can I suggest something?
Sure.
Maybe in the spirit of holding hands, that we could share what we write with each other.
Oh.
I don't
know.
How
interesting. You mean like on a forum or something?
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like I wanted to say that. I don't know if people want to do it or not, but I think it would kind of help solidify it too, to say it to one another and to hold the space for one another to write it out, if you want to or not.
I think that's fabulous. I'm just thinking of how to do this on a practical level. Did you have an idea?
It could just be, we could do it on I don't know if you have a forum set up for it on, or we could just set up an impromptu blog, and anyone could just add themselves, and it could just be like a, no moderator, and we could just kind of put it up.
I think that's fabulous. Okay, within 2 days. Okay.
And I'll help you if you want.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So after this call, will you call me back and we'll talk about it? Do you have my phone number?
I do. I'll call you.
Okay. Call me back and we'll talk about it. And within 2 days, we will have instructions on how to go about this on our webpage. You know, the Bubba City Chun Talk. Do you know that, where you got the phone number for this call?
Can I throw out another idea?
Yes. Who is this?
That's Satdeva.
Yes.
In the spirit of letter writing, what if we were to take our notes and write a short letter to you and mail it to you, and then you could kind of compile them and put them on a page that we had access to. So if we sent you a letter, we'd also include our email address, and then you would have a list of the people to respond back to with a list of what we had submitted.
Well, that sounds delightful. The only thing is that I'm pushing on getting this Yogi Mela going that you all have heard about. This is going to be fabulous, but it takes some attention. So do you think that we could do that if you all responded to the forum?
Yes.
And everybody
yeah.
put up the forum. Yeah. Okay, and yeah. so that it becomes a real community, like a leaderless community. Does that sound good?
I think that would be nice. Yeah.
Yes.
All righty, folks.
Yay.
Well, the city is kind of snickering over there. He says, that's my plan all along. Okay. Good work, group.
Yay.
Okay. So now, before that lady comes and chases us away, we are just going to sing our beautiful song and sing it to our beautiful community of heart. Okay? Okay, Kehar.
Okay. Inhale.
May the Lord shine upon you, all around you. And all you are. And bow to that beautiful consciousness that you participate in, that you are and all are you. Bow to that Sat Nam, that gorgeousness. And I look forward to everybody posting. God bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Thank you.
Thank you.